natural enough, remembering the bomb, that most of us, when we think of atomic energy, think of it as a terrible, destructive force. But as a matter of fact, it's one of the most magnificent discoveries of all time. It can be put to many uses beneficial to humankind.
WMFO in Medford.
Oh, this world is at a tremble with its strength and mighty power. They're sending up to heaven to get the brimstone fire. Take warning, my dear brother, be careful how you plan. You're working with the power of God's own holy hand. In a distant foreign land, when scorched from the face of earth, their power of Japan. Be careful, my dear brother, don't take away the joy, but use it for the good of man and never to destroy. Atomic power, atomic power, was given by the mighty hand of God. Atomic power, atomic power, it was given the mighty hand of God. Hiroshima, Nagasaki paid a big price for their sin. When scorched from the face of earth, their battle could not win. But on that day of judgment, when comes a greater power, we will not know the minute, and we'll not know the hour. Atomic power, atomic power, was given by the mighty hand of God. Atomic power, atomic power, it was given by the mighty hand.
Dos, tres,
catorce.
You're tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time sound collage. That's right. It's not just a radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, real world historical events like announcements to the world about using atomic bombs for the first time in warfare, about the existence of something called an atomic bomb in 1945, and the bomber who dropped the bomb on Nagasaki, and Edward R. Murrow, who reported on it, as well as many other things in World War II and the 20th century in general. Yes, that's what you heard in that last set, among other things. We started off with Enola Gay and Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, and Edward R. Murrow reporting on that bomber taken off for Japan. And then Sonny Boy Williamson, Win the War Blues, and Harry Truman talking about that first use of the atomic bomb. And then Van Halen, Atomic Punk, from their perfect first album. And then the Buchanan Brothers, Atomic Power, from the Atomic Cafe soundtrack as well. And we finish things off with U2 and Vertigo from their album, How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb. A big thanks to Chuck Yu in that set for his musical contributions and production contributions, remixing things there. And Chuck Yu recently filled in for Chris Major on Strike the Box this yesterday, Thursday, and you could go and check that out by going over to the WMFO.org website and clicking on the schedule page and navigating to those show links. Also, while Chris Major couldn't make it in yesterday, he will be making it in for a special guest appearance tomorrow. He's going to be hosting Bubbles in the Think Tank, filling in for Belinda, starting at 11 p.m. tomorrow night. And I think that should be a very good show. I'm going to catch it. So, our theme this evening, yes, it's atomic. And I've been to Ground Zero at Hiroshima, and they've got a very good museum there with lots of artifacts, including a watch that precisely stopped at 8:15 when the bomb exploded, and other artifacts, including things like people's fingernails and bits of skin. And for more than two decades, coming up three decades, in fact, I've been very thoroughly exposed to Japanese culture, Japanese people. And I know there are many people who would disagree with me, but I'm not so quick to condemn the use of the atomic bomb at Hiroshima. It's a very complicated subject for sure. There's some people back then, well, these days, who say that what the United States should have done should have been to invite Japanese officials to watch a nuclear bomb demonstration rather than demonstrating it so more immediately in Japan, at Hiroshima and Nagasaki. But, you know, even after that second bomb was dropped and the emperor had recorded his surrender speech. There were elements of the Japanese military who would have preferred the complete destruction of the Japanese people to surrendering. And there was a great documentary on the History Channel about this. Generals who were, in fact, trying to overthrow the emperor, kind of saving the system in order to destroy it. The Japanese then, they were engaged in what's known as total war. And when the Allies invaded the island of Okinawa, there were 72,000 U.S. casualties. And 100,000 Japanese soldiers died there, along with one-third of the civilian population. Many people by suicide. Another aspect about this was the United States demonstrating to the Soviet Union what this weapon was capable of. But I've researched that part of 20th century American history extensively. And, I think at this point I would say if I was Harry Truman, faced with that responsibility and having to make that decision in a relatively short time, and of course, you know, he was president of the United States, his duty was to the people of the United States above all. I don't think we can, well, sure, people can criticize him for making that decision, but I won't. I read excerpts of his autobiography, and one of the things that he said he went into every day as president of the United States, his foremost thought was to avoid World War III. He was, in my opinion, a moral and ethical and honest U.S. president. Best of his abilities, I think, I think the line of people, presidents who were both highly qualified as well as being ethical and moral kind of ended really with President Eisenhower. Were people of ability who came after him, and there were people of high morals who came after him. But not quite two of high caliber in the same package after Truman and Eisenhower. Well, we've got about 45 minutes before Savoir Faire comes in for Songs from the Squid Pod. And we're going to begin and end the next set with two songs from the Chemical Brothers off of their Boxer album. And wrapped up in the middle, we're going to hear what I think is a really good song for understanding how things that could be evil in the world get going, with at least responsibility getting diffused. A song by Mark Levi and David Sarandras, Who Builds the H-Bomb. Some pretty good lyrics coming up in that. And also what I wanted to mention in this is the technology that... Well, no, I won't mention that. Instead, let's start here with the Chemical Brothers. Can you feel me? A rework of Errol Alkin's Feel Me. Can you feel me? Here on WMFO. Can you feel me? In Medford. Can you feel me? 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 Can you feel me?
not try to make them understand you. That is because they are a breed apart and make no sense.
I need you to believe in something. I need you to believe in something. I need you to believe something. I need you to believe in something. I need you to believe. I need you to believe.
Yes, the Jedi strength flows from the Force.
Thank you. I should have killed 400 or 500 people, then I would have felt better. Then when I felt like I really offered society something.
You've got a stuff in your brain that I murdered somebody.
What do you want to call me a murderer for? I've never killed anyone. I don't need to kill anyone. I think it. I have it here.
Who builds the H-bomb? Well, not I, says the miner. I work underground. I really don't see where the ore is all bound. Who builds the H-bomb? Not I, says the foreman at the enrichment plant. We build no bombs here. We don't, and we can't. Who builds the H-bomb? Not I, says the metallurgist inside his shop. We build the triggers, but that's where we stop. Who builds the H-bomb? Not I, says the worker on the assembly line. I weld and I solder. The blame is not mine. Who builds the H-bomb? Not I, says the sergeant in charge of maneuvers. They're already made when we test them. Disprove us. Who builds the H-bomb? Not I, says the bombardier. Not up in the air. My job is to fly and then drop them with care. Who builds the H-bomb? Well, not I, says the taxpayer. Don't look at me. I've no choice but to pay. Now, don't you agree? Who builds the H-bomb? Not I, says the senator. That you can quote. I'm only elected because of your vote. Who builds the H-bomb? Not I, says the banker, and I cannot stop it. So what is so wrong about making a profit? Who builds the H-bomb? Not I, says the physicist. I just do research. Science is objective, and I belong to a church. Who builds the H-bomb? Not I, says the preacher. It's all in God's hands. It's one of those things only He understands. Who builds the H-bomb? Not I, says the Almighty. I gave you free will. Destroy my creation, yourselves you will kill. Who builds the H-bomb? It must be someone. And I have a feeling it's everyone. All of us build it. Yes. All of us do. Will you stop for me if I stop for you?
Don't participate and it won't happen.
Some good advice from Mark Levy and David Skondras. If we all do build the H-bomb, I'll stop for you even before you stop for me, just to set an example for peace and disarmament.
I think I'll stick around here and see what pops up. Maybe I'll get lucky.
Lay your love on the track. Ooh. true. You've made me anew. I call on you phone. The TV is still on, but the sound is turned down, and the troops on the ground are about to dig in. I wonder where is the love? Where is the love? Love and peace.
Don't. The time has come to world. The time has come to world. The time has come to. My finger is on the button. My finger is on the button. My finger is on the button. Galvanize. Come on, come on, come on.
There's no question that a single instrument can sound beautiful, but place it next to a different yet equally beautiful one, and the result can be magical. It's like the harmonies created in a diverse neighborhood where folks from different religious, racial, and cultural backgrounds all lend their own unique tone to the community voice and community spirit. Diversity promotes a greater sense of engagement. It lessens racial stereotypes. It better prepares our children for the global community they will inhabit. In fact, neighborhood diversity doesn't just sound good, it sounds great. To better understand the benefits of diversity, log on to aricherlife.org. That's www.aricherlife.org. A message brought to you by the National Fair Housing Alliance in celebration of the 40th anniversary of the Fair Housing Act.
You're tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Educational Freeform Radio. This evening, our theme, well, it's atomic, as we commemorate the 79th anniversaries of the atomic bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, Japan. We went in a kind of full circle in that set, beginning and ending with two of my remixed versions of Chemical Brothers songs from their Boxer album. The first was a rework of Errol Alkin's Feel Me rework of Believe. And then we heard a song of sorts by Mark Levy. Who builds the H-bomb? Who does build it? There's a lot of pieces. And people who build particular pieces mostly don't feel like they're responsible for building the whole thing. Thanks to Chuck Yu, I found that on his Star Wars, Nuclear Disasters, and the Politics of Armageddon compilation CD. And then we heard from U2, Love and Peace or Else, from How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb. And then the Abe Duke remix. Well, my Plastic Sushi remixed version of the Abe Duke remix of the Chemical Brothers' Galvanize. And there was plenty of Charles Manson remixed in there. Those were actually clips from one of his parole hearings. Ultimately unsuccessful parole hearings. And I think what he was talking about in there, that he never really murdered anybody, he never killed people, he just needed to think it, is that he told his disciples to kill people. He actually never physically killed them himself, but if he thought about it, if he told them, then it would happen. And I'm not exactly sure how extensive he thought that his total powers were. Apparently he didn't believe that he would ever die, but that turned out not to be true. Also, I wanted to mention, while we're on this subject of atomic, one of the three most amazing pieces of technology I own, along with my approximately 1 million-year-old Acheulean stone hand axe and an iOS device, would be my tritium glow rings. Tritium is a radioactive isotope of hydrogen, and it's got a half-life of 12.2 years. And essentially, if you put tritium in a glass tube that's lined with phosphorus, then as it decays, as the tritium decays, the it's going to cause photons to be emitted by the phosphorus. So the end result of this is you can buy these little glass tube things, and without any battery power or anything like that, they'll just glow. And in 12 years, they'll be half as bright, but they're going to keep glowing and glowing and glowing. They really are practical nuclear power in your pocket, and I keep them on my keychains, and they're an easy way for me to see my flashlights in the dark. I've actually got my bedroom. I've got a whole bunch of them all around. So there's these multicolored glows coming from over the windows. And yeah, that's what my bedroom looks like, baby. Backing me up right now is Ultravision with their very cool cover version of Kraftwerk's Radioactivity. This is from the perfect compilation album Transwerk Express Volume 1, a tribute to Kraftwerk. So we got one sort of short set for you. It's going to start off with a Japanese band, Denki Groove and Expo Hiroshima. And we're also going to hear some more, another Chuck Yu montage, Chuck Yu and various artists. Piece called Nuclear Winter Paper Crane and Wooden Ships from his Star Wars Nuclear Disasters and the Politics of Armageddon album. And then Savoir Faire will be coming up for Songs from the Squid Pod promptly at 10 p.m.
Health Organization did a study, and they only took 7,000 nuclear weapons. In this study, they targeted every city and major town in America, United States, Canada, Russia, China, Europe, England, India, Vietnam, Korea, Australia, New Zealand, the Philippines, Guam, and elsewhere. They couldn't find any more significant targets.
Every city with a population of 100,000 or more people has been targeted.
In the first hour alone of this attack, which is a limited nuclear war, which will not occur, it will be full scale, 1 billion people died from blast alone. I repeat, 1 billion people died in the Northern Hemisphere, and in the next couple of weeks, 1 billion more died of the effects I just described. That's half the world's population. New data, however, has been produced by Carl Sagan et al. To show that these 7,000 bombs dropping on cities would cause such extraordinary fires with oil refineries and oil dumps and chemical dumps burning that the dust and smoke would be injected into the troposphere and would cover the Northern Hemisphere with a cloud of smoke so thick that the sun would be obliterated from the planet for several months to up to 1 year, causing the temperatures to plummet to minus 55 degrees Fahrenheit, raging snowstorms in the middle of the summer, huge tidal waves coming in from the coast. The plants will all die because they will not be able to conduct photosynthesis in the dark. And we and the animals will freeze to death in the dark, dying of acute radiation illness with levels of fallout much higher than previously predicted, our hair falling out, vomiting, bleeding to death and dying of septicemia. And because of the temperature differential at the equators, this cloud will move rapidly down to engulf the southern hemisphere and do the same thing down there. But they find that maybe the threshold for this effect is only 1,000 bombs dropping on 100 cities.
I had a dream. It was too late. And you and I, we shared this day. Then I woke, lucky for us.
Threshold for this effect is only 1,000 bombs dropping on 100 cities. Maybe the threshold for global extinction is 1,000 bombs dropping on 100 cities. Together we own 50,000 nuclear weapons, but President Reagan says that we don't have enough and he plans to build 17,000 more in the next 10 years. Now I want to get on to prognosis. Prognosis means how long do we think we'll survive?
People that I spoke to, it's a useless task. Make them answer questions that they would never ask. Why I've been through all of this, don't say I'm not aware. If I don't give up everything, as if I didn't care.
Too late, too late.
Good excuses to get me where I am. I can make a difference.
Too late to
come.
been listening to the Plastic Sushi, Strawberries in Time sound collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Community and Educational Radio. I hope you found our episode this evening. It's Atomic, about the Hiroshima and Nagasaki nuclear bombings in 1945, August 6th, August 9th. That last short set, we began with the Japanese band Denki Groove and Expo Hiroshima, and then a Chuck U and various artists sonic montage, Nuclear Winter, Paper Crane, Wooden Ships. And, you know, if you want to save yourself money and help the environment at the same time, consider using rechargeable batteries in your devices that accept them. Today's nickel metal hydride batteries last about as long as alkaline batteries do when you're using them in high use situations. Plus, you can recharge them hundreds of times before you need to recycle them. And remember, you want to recycle them. You don't want to just throw them in the trash when they're done. Packs of rechargeable AA and AAA batteries plus a charger don't cost very much to begin with anymore. And I can attest to that because I just bought a second extra charger. And it was just about $10. And after all, isn't it more convenient to recharge your batteries than to go to the store and buy new ones? It sure is. This has been a message from all your green friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Well, I'm done here. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Savoir Faire and a 2-hour extravaganza tonight. Anything you want to say special about the episode?
The second hour, we got some brand new stuff that just came out. It's going to be another funky hour.
A funky hour. Funky hour from 11 to midnight and an 80s hour from 10 until 11. Sounds like a great way to spend your evening or to check it out later on a podcast. Here on WMFO in Medford. Oh, yeah, I just wanted to say this is Jaco Pastorius and an instrumental called Crisis here on WMFO in Medford.